From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Around the country, judges, lawyers, and election officials are already deep into election troubleshooting. One area of concern, newly registered voters, making sure they're eligible and getting them on the rolls. In Colorado, for instance, as many as 1,000 applications could prompt fraud cases because of bad signatures and other issues. Republicans in Ohio have challenged tens of thousands of registrants they suspect may be illegal. And in an extraordinary situation in Georgia, almost every Hispanic voter in rural Atkinson County has been asked to appear at a hearing tomorrow night. They've been told to bring proof of citizenship. NPR's Pam Fessler has more on that.
Antonio Hernandez was born in Texas 30 years ago and has lived in Georgia for the past 20. So imagine his surprise and consternation when he received the following letter from the Atkinson County Board of Registrars.
Dear Antonio Hernandez, the following registered voters have challenged your right to vote in the elections held in this county. Their request is based on the fact that you have to be a legal U.S. citizen to be a registered voter.
The letter goes on to ask Hernandez to appear at a hearing October 28th and to bring evidence of his citizenship. He says he got another copy in Spanish just in case he couldn't read English.
I hate to say, use the word profiling, but I think that's what's happened.
And indeed, almost 100 Hispanic voters in Atkinson County have received similar letters. Election Superintendent Jeffrey McGowan says it began with a recent request by Frank Sutton, one of the three county residents who are behind the challenges.
Mr. Sutton came in and asked for all the Hispanic voters, and he asked for, how many and their names. That was 123. And then about a week later, he came back and had it that he challenged 95.
McGowan says under Georgia law, as in other states, any registered voter can challenge the legitimacy of any other voter if he or she believes there's a reason. Sutton says he has a very good one.
We are contesting these because of a deep belief on my part that citizens of the United States are the ones that people have died for to give us the right to vote. That's the reason that we're contesting these people that we feel the vast majority of them are not citizens of the United States.
He bases his belief on allegations of voting fraud that emerged during what appears to have been a particularly nasty primary race this summer for county commissioner. The candidate Sutton backed lost by only 16 votes, and the winner's been accused of illegally registering non-citizens to vote, something the winner denies. Sutton decided the county's registration rolls should be reviewed. He says he regrets any inconvenience he's caused, but he thinks most of those challenged won't show up at tomorrow's hearing.
Because they know they're not citizens.
Election Superintendent McGowan disagrees. She believes the Hispanics registered in the South Georgia county are legitimate, although she admits the system depends in part on a voter's honesty when filling out the registration form. She notes that the burden of proof tomorrow will be on the challengers. That's one reason Antonio Hernandez plans to attend.
I'm not going to go to prove to these gentlemen here that I am, in fact, a U.S. citizen. They're supposed to prove that I'm not a U.S. citizen, and that's one of the reasons why I want to go. From what I understand, most of the individuals that receive these letters have already been to the courthouse to show proof of their citizenship. I don't feel that I should have to do that, not to these individuals anyways.
Hernandez says he hopes to push the case as far as possible, if only to make sure that his three children and other Hispanics don't face similar challenges in the future. Tisha Tallman, Southeast Regional Counsel for the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Educational Fund, says this isn't the first such case her group has seen, and it's a disturbing sign in an area that's experienced a huge growth in the Hispanic population.
Challenging a voter solely based on their race or ethnicity is a means of harassment and intimidation. We've already seen in one instance that challenging voters solely based on their ethnicity, Latinos, has already had a chilling effect in one election in another county in Georgia.
What's not clear is what, if any, legal recourse is available in this particular case. Tallman says her group is still investigating the details. She and others, including the U.S. Justice Department, are expected to be watching closely to see how the challenges unfold. Pam Fessler, NPR News.